Cartoons here on the Trending Topics Network. My name is Brian, and this is a very special edition of Toons. As you may see from the description of the show on the website, toonsshow.blogspot.com, I have a very special guest with me today, because this is Toons Jr. So joining me now, on the line, the fruit of my loins, as it were, my son, Patrick Blystone. How you doing, Patrick?
Good. I'm Patrick Blystone.
Yeah, and you're like 1,100 years old, right?
No.
No. No.
I'm 9 and I'm going to 4th grade.
Oh, you're going into 4th grade. So that makes you like pretty much the king of the school right now, doesn't it? Or you're actually going into the intermediate school now.
Are yes. You?
And what is it? See, because as I've told you before, we didn't have, where I went to school, we didn't have elementary, intermediate, middle, and high school. We had elementary and high school, and that was it. So what all grades go to your intermediate school?
Intermediate school is 3rd, 4th, and 5th grade.
So you're kind of the middle child at the intermediate school this upcoming year then?
Yeah.
All right, excellent. And now you typically get good grades, and would you call yourself like a normal average kid? Or are there things that you like that maybe necessarily other kids your age wouldn't like?
I think I'm above the average kid because I tested into gifted.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did. I'm very proud of that. But as a kid, I mean, everybody has different intelligence levels and everything, but would you consider yourself kind of having the same interests as other kids?
Not completely.
No?
Because not really. Because some people like to stay inside, and I try to play as much as I can.
Yeah, that you do. And I think the only time that's an exception to that is in the morning. Like, I don't know how you wake up at, like, 6:30 every morning. It's bizarre to me. I was never that way as a kid.
It's closer to 5 o'clock.
It's closer to 5. Yeah, see, that's bizarre to me, because when I was a kid your age, I would try to sleep until, like, 10, 11 o'clock. Somewhere in that range, and you're up like every morning, and you wake up like straight up on your own. Does your body just tell you, hey, it's time to get up, let's go?
Yeah.
Has there ever been a day to where you didn't like the fact that you woke up that early, or do you actually enjoy waking up that early?
It's actually kind of nice waking up earlier, because okay. It's a little more quieter, so you don't have to hear a whole bunch of cars going by, mm-hmm. And it's a time where you don't have to run around, do shopping, and clean stuff.
Mm-hmm. I know that you do quite a few different things whenever you're actually, when you're up in the morning. I know that lately you've been watching YouTube videos of Minecraft. It used to be you'd wake up, and as soon as you were up, you were throwing video games in the Xbox and playing. Do you ever think to do anything like read or anything like that, or is that pretty much what you limit yourself to?
Sometimes I'll do my workbook and then I'll go.
Well, that's good. Because you really should do that, because those workbooks, I know you sometimes fight us when we try to make you do it during the middle of the day, because it's kind of an interruption of your day. Probably doing it in the morning is actually a pretty smart thing, because it helps your brain grow, right?
Yeah.
Exactly. Well, what we were going to do today, here on Toons Jr., featuring young Patrick, we were going to talk about some of the things that you do like. And one of those main things, I figured it'd be easy for you to talk about video games, because you know video games pretty well. You're actually better at video games than me, aren't you?
Yeah, probably.
Probably. Which is, it's bizarre to me, because as a dad, you kind of always think, hey, I should be better at everything than my kids are. But that's just not the case. You are actually better than me at many of these video games. And what I had you do from the very beginning is I had you make me a list of your top five favorite video games. As a disclaimer, before we actually start this list, we should probably tell everybody that Mom's not really a big fan of video games, right?
Yep.
And as a result, we kind of have to limit the number of games that we get, and some of our games could be considered outdated by somebody you might call a hardcore gamer. Do you think that would be fair?
Yeah.
Yeah, very much so. But what we're going to do is you wrote down your top five games on an index card here that I have with me, and I'm going to read off from 5 to 1 your favorite video games, and we'll talk about each one a little bit, okay?
Yep.
All right, excellent. Starting off with number 5, you have WWE SmackDown vs. Raw 2011. This is actually several years old, since we're in the middle of 2014. They're actually looking at WWE 15 is actually going to be coming out semi-shortly, in just a couple months here. But we do have SmackDown vs. Raw 2011. Now, we've played some of the other games. We've rented them on Redbox and whatnot when we just felt like doing something. What is it about SVR 2011 that you like, and why would you say that it's better than WWE All-Stars that you actually had just bought just a few months ago?
Because in WWE SmackDown vs. Raw, it's more realistic. It's not like people are doing... Not like throwing people up 20 feet in the air.
I gotcha. Yeah, and it is more realistic. And it's kind of what they call a simulation game. More of a simulation game. If you can actually simulate something fake. Because you're aware that wrestling is mostly acting, right?
Yep.
But it is considered more of a simulation thing. Whereas WWE All-Stars, they kind of try to make it more arcade. Which, do you know the difference between simulation and arcade?
Yeah.
Yes, and what would you say is the main difference between simulation and arcade?
In arcade, people are a little more cartoony and they're more fake. Yeah. Whenever... In the simulation, it's more realistic.
Exactly. Exactly. That's exactly what it is. And they kind of made WWE All-Stars a more of an arcade version to make it more fun and more for the younger crowd like you. So I do kind of find it interesting that even though they geared that game towards kind of your demographic, that you like the simulation better. Now, is there anything that you don't necessarily maybe like about All-Stars? Like, the way that they actually do the game?
One part is everybody except the Ultimate Warrior, they don't show the full entrance.
Uh-huh.
Which is kind of annoying. Because for the people who like the entrance, what about that?
That's a good question. That is a good question. And I think most of us actually fast-forward through it after the first couple times. But definitely, I could see where maybe the people who would like to see that entrance would feel a little bit ripped off. I think it's observant of you.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's because the Ultimate Warrior runs to the ring like a maniac. And so he had enough time to show his full entrance. You think maybe that has something to do with it?
No, because it actually is a little bit longer than some of the people's short entrance.
Huh.
So.
See, I've hardly played that game. I played it a little bit with you, but right from the start, I didn't like it. I think you know that.
Yeah.
But we actually have, I'm chatting back and forth with Ryan Noble. Who is a member of Penn's Initiative, which you know Daddy is a part of. And he actually said he loves the entrances, and now he won't buy the game, thanks to your recommendation. How do you like that? You're now like an official video game reviewer. That's pretty amazing. All right, now let's move on to your number four game, which your number four and your number three are really connected. And that's, you have at number four, Star Wars The Force Unleashed. And number three is Star Wars The Force Unleashed 2. Now, you might have gotten your Star Wars obsession from me. I wouldn't be surprised. But why is it... Let's first off talk about The Force Unleashed 1. You beat that game in like 2 weeks or something like that, whenever you played it the first time?
Yeah, week and a half.
A week and a half? You tore through that game. And what is it about The Force Unleashed that you really, really like? And is there anything that you don't necessarily like about it?
It's one of those more realistic games.
Mm-hmm. Because shooting lightning out of your fingers is realistic?
No, I mean, like, it's not using the Force and stuff is realistic, but the people look more real.
Uh-huh.
And it looks kind of more like the actual Star Wars movies.
Yes.
It's not like those weird Lego video games where they're all weird and you have different things to do.
Uh-huh. It does. It holds a lot of the movie feel. I agree with you, and all the people do look realistic. And I think there's a lot of fun stuff to do in The Force Unleashed. It's one of the few games that I've beaten, even though I haven't gone through and collected everything that you can possibly collect, which I will do at some point. But
eventually.
Yeah. I kind of like to try to get everything that I can out of games, even though I'm just terrible at it. But what did you think of the story? Because it fits into kind of the movie background, but kind of goes off on its own. Like, what is it that, do you actually like that, or do you wish it kind of stuck more to the storyline that you saw in the movies?
I think it's actually a little bit creative to make those stories about a little kid.
So, when Starkiller was young, you mean?
Yeah. Like, whenever he had his father and Darth Vader came.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was kind of a crazy beginning to a video game. It's something that you don't necessarily always see. And story development is very important. And Star Wars The Force Unleashed 2 was actually a continuation of that story. Just looking solely at the way the game plays to begin with, why would you put it above the original game? What was it that they added or took away from that game that you actually ended up liking it more?
That they had, like, they added more people instead of just having, like, throughout the game, they made you find more people.
Mm-hmm.
But instead of just keeping, like, Darth Vader and you, because in Force Unleashed 2, it kind of has a funny storyline whenever he gets stabbed, thrown out, grabbed back. It's kind of confusing, which makes you think a lot.
Yeah, and it kind of adds some new elements from what I saw, because I actually haven't played more than 5 minutes of Force Unleashed 2 because I was busy with games like Skyrim. But from what I understand, without spoiling it for anybody, it takes some strange twists and really adds some elements of surprise into it. It doesn't end up just being a straight up story. This guy is bad. And because with Star Wars, if you watch the movies, there's a lot of betrayal and redemption. There's all those elements of in the Star Wars movies, because you look at Anakin, especially if you watch 1 through 6 all in a line, you've got Anakin, who starts out very young and then ends up turning to the dark side, right?
Yeah.
And then at the end of the series, then Anakin is redeemed. And that's basically what Star Wars is all about. But in the process, there's a lot of betrayal, people turning their backs on each other, and Force Unleashed 2 seems to delve into that a little bit more. But just looking at, I guess I want to ask, why is it that you like, is there anything about Force Unleashed 2 that you would change, or if you would have done something different with the story from 1? Did you like the progression from 1 to 2 and the way the entire story took place?
I like the progression and the way the story took place.
You like that way? And there wasn't anything that you would necessarily change?
Nothing really.
Okay. Well, if they were to make a Force Unleashed 3, which you never know because successful franchises do that all the time, Final Fantasy is a series, and they have, like, at this point about 900 different Final Fantasy games. But if there were a character that you were to spin off to where you basically made him or her the main character from the next Force Unleashed movie that wasn't focused on as much, is there a character that you would pick?
I think it should be shown from Darth Vader's perspective.
Uh-huh.
So what he's thinking about, Starkiller would be in play.
Okay. So kind of have something where he's trying to pursue and find out what Starkiller is doing? Kind of that kind of thing?
Because they kind of leave most of the other characters out.
Yes.
So you don't know most of the details about them.
Yeah, and that is. I mean, it does focus on Starkiller, and I think that's because he's simply the main star. But yeah, those are very good games, because they do spin off. They follow the Star Wars universe. They touch on the Star Wars universe that everybody knew. And somebody like you, who really likes Star Wars, I'm assuming that you would draw some sort of connection when you see Darth Vader, when you go through the tutorial and you get to play as Darth Vader in the Force Unleashed 1. That's probably kind of fun, right?
Yeah.
Exactly. Well, moving on to your number 2 video game, something that's near and dear to our hearts. We're actually teammates a lot of the times, and sometimes we face each other. But that's NHL 14. Now, as you're aware, Dad has pretty much owned almost every NHL series game, right?
That's true.
Like every year, that's what I do. I feel the need. I'm a compulsive NHL series buyer. You've played 11, you've played 10, you've played 9, you've played 12 and 13. NHL 14, what is it that you like the most about NHL 14?
In NHL 14, It has 2 modes that you can play as. So if you feel more comfortable as the normal, or if you feel more comfortable in the anniversary mode, then you can play in the anniversary mode if you want.
That is cool. And how often do you play the anniversary mode?
I play it less than the normal mode. But sometimes I play it so I can learn how to play it, and then I'm good at both.
Yeah. That's a good thing. I mean, when you're going to be playing things like that, it's best to know how to play it, all the different modes. I mean, what you may or may not realize is that back whenever NHL 94 came out, which is the anniversary mode, back then it came out on the original PlayStation. Sega Genesis. I'm getting mixed up here. Where instead of having all the buttons that are on an Xbox controller or a PlayStation controller in today's generation of games, there were only 3 buttons, 6 buttons if you had an arcade controller, which I actually had, So there were fewer things that you could do, which is kind of fun that they did that with NHL 14, making that 9-4 mode, because they limited what you're able to do. Like one-touch dekes, just you can't do it. But have you noticed when you play it, you can go like really super fast? You have like a turbo boost kind of button. If you just repeatedly hit the check button when you're skating.
Yep.
And that just makes for some really fun big hits. And that back then, if you compared NHL 94 edition to the NHL 14, you could kind of say that 94 edition is more of an arcade mode, right? Where it was just a little cartoony, a little bit crazy, even though they still have the realistic-looking people.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of what makes it fun, to me, at least. I think I've probably played that mode a little bit more than you have. But yes, I've told you this, I'll tell everybody else this, you are one of the few people that I ever play with that can beat me regularly at a hockey game. Which is bizarre. And it always frustrates me, doesn't it?
Yep, a lot.
Yes, it does. I don't like losing to you. But it happens. It happens. NHL, let's say I put you in charge of NHL 15. What would you change about the game from the NHL 14 version?
I would, like, instead of having... You know how in NHL 14 you have to update what the players are and what teams they're on?
Yeah.
I would make that automatically happen. So as soon as they log on, it automatically updates it from whatever they last had.
Mm-hmm. To where you don't have to load it and reload it every time?
Yeah.
Okay. I think that's a good suggestion. And who knows, maybe it's just a hardware or software issue that they have. If it was a software issue, it would be easy for them to correct. So I'm guessing it has a lot to do with the coding, because programming a video game is not an easy task. But that's NHL 14. And let's talk about your number one. And this is really the pièce de résistance for you, right? I mean, that's probably the wrong code. But this, or wrong words rather, but Minecraft is your number one, and you and your sister combined probably play this more than any game that's actually been played on our Xbox. Now you got this as a birthday present for yourself using birthday money, am I right?
Yeah.
And since then, you've had a lot of time with it. What is it about this game that you like so much? Because I've tried to play it, and I'm just not that into it. I don't understand. Like, I see some of the creativity things, but what is it about it that you really enjoy?
I like how if you don't want to feel like having to die a lot, and 'cause you're bad at the game, if you want to, you can go on a creative mode and build whatever you want without having to worry about monsters.
Uh-huh.
And if you're good at building and mining, just not having monsters, then you can still go on survival and do peaceful mode, so you don't have to deal with the monsters while you're finding diamonds and emeralds and gold.
And explain to people who might not have played the game what the different modes actually are. Because you say a creative mode and friendly mode and survival, but what are each of those, and what's the difference between them?
Creative mode is a mode where you have unlimited resources.
Okay.
You're not allowed to mine ores and get what you get from the ores, because you have the menu where you can get whatever you want. If you click X on Xbox 360 version, then you have that screen. And if you mine anything, you don't get anything from it. But okay. I think you're able to get wheat seeds from the grass.
It's kind of crazy. And whenever you start out, like if you're starting out in the friendly mode or the survival mode, because really the only difference would be that the monsters don't come after you.
Yeah.
What do you start out with? Do they just give Steve, who is the main character, do they just give Steve kind of a... Do they give him an axe? Or do they give him anything?
They don't give him anything unless you go to the more options and then put on bonus chest.
Mm-hmm.
When you spawn, there will be a chest somewhere nearby. Mm-hmm. That you can look in and take all the stuff.
Oh, nice.
And it'll have torches around it, so it'll be easier to see it.
Oh, okay. Okay, and what else do torches do? I mean, I know it helps you to see easier, like in the dark. But don't the torches also keep certain people away?
It keeps monsters from spawning for 24 until they're 24 blocks away.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So that kind of helps with monster problems.
Yeah. Yeah. And how did you know it was 24 blocks? Did you actually sit there and count them?
No.
No? Was it in the book that you got?
Actually, yes, it was.
Okay. All right, and for those of you who don't know, Patrick is so into Minecraft that he actually bought a book from the book fair. We got it for him for keeping his grades up, I believe, didn't we?
Yes.
Yes, and so he can learn all about the monsters and different monsters and things like that. Now, let's just assume that you make the second Minecraft game. Is there anything at all that you would change about it, or would it just... look different? Or would it look exactly the same? Do you like everything about Minecraft where you wouldn't change anything at all?
I like everything about Minecraft there is. Just, I would just try to make updates happen quicker. Because mm-hmm. I've been waiting for updates to come.
Uh-huh.
It's been like a year or... year and a half since I've got my last update.
It hasn't been that long. Are you serious? You just got like an update like literally like a month ago.
No.
Yeah, because it didn't do anything like crazy. I can't even remember what all it changed, but it totally changed the game. It added all kinds of crazy stuff to it.
It added carpet.
Yeah.
And anvils.
And like fishing and stuff.
Fishing was in there ever since the beginning.
Oh, fishing was in there since the beginning. See, this is how often I play it. But, yeah, you updated it. It was literally like 2 months ago when it was late in the school year whenever there was a new update. Because you had like the... I don't think I've ever seen you so happy about something that you didn't even actually have to purchase or whatever. when you got that update, it was actually kind of comical. But one of the other things you did, you bought a skin. Where it actually changes the entire look of the game, doesn't it?
Yes. It changes what the animals look like and mm-hmm. what the blocks look like. Changes the texture pack.
And you got the Skyrim skin. Why did you pick the Skyrim skin? I know that I own Skyrim and that you guys would like to play it because it involves dragons and stuff. But why would you pick this Skyrim skin as the one that you go with?
I decided to start out with Skyrim because it's something I know
mm-hmm.
about. And I'm just gonna, if I don't like the texture pack, I can always take it off and then look at the others.
Okay.
So I was gonna start off with the ones that I know the most about.
Mm-hmm.
And Skyrim was the only one I've ever seen a single bit of.
Mm-hmm.
And the Halo texture pack, I know we own the game, but I've never played it, so I know nothing about it.
Oh, okay. All right, and, like, do you remember all the different skins that are available for it?
There is a city texture pack. There's the Skyrim, of course.
Mm-hmm.
There's a candy texture pack. A Halo texture pack.
Halo?
Yeah.
That's fun.
And there's a Kingdom texture pack.
Really?
Yes.
Interesting. Interesting. Did you know that there's a Tron one?
A Tron?
Yeah, you know Tron. You actually played that game on the Wii.
Yeah.
And like the movies. Apparently there's a Tron one. I actually just looked it up. I don't know if it's for the PC or what it's for. But that might be one that you can search for.
Maybe.
So who knows? Who knows? Either way, maybe it's just coming out. Because I'm not 100% sure. I don't exactly know what I'm looking for that way. But, the one other thing that I told you that I was going to ask you before we actually came on, I told you that I was going to ask you for a video game idea. Just pretend for a minute that your job is to come up with video games for a living. That'd be awesome, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it would be. Now, if you were to come up with a video game, what would be the single most important thing, the very first thing you would start out with, if you were to try to start a video game?
I would try to make it last as long as possible, and if possible, I would actually make it never-ending, so you wouldn't have to stop the game and redo it over uh-huh. and over again, so you wouldn't get bored.
Is beating the game important to you, or do you just like the process of actually playing the game?
I like the process of playing the game.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing I don't like about having the game actually end is because eventually they'll get bored because the game will be finished and they'll have nothing to do. So what would they do for the rest?
That's true. At the same time, don't you consider video games to be sort of more of a story? And stories mostly have endings?
Yeah.
So there's certainly... I can see where you would want to maybe see a video game that lasted a while. But okay, I mean, if you want to make the never-ending game, that would actually be kind of fun. They do have games that are similar to that. There's a game called, like, World of Warcraft, rather. And basically, it's been going on for 13 years or something like that. Just one big online game. But I don't think there's anything really geared towards kids in that manner. Maybe Club Penguin or something.
Minecraft is never-ending.
Yeah, Minecraft can be never-ending.
If you don't count killing the Ender Dragon.
Mm-hmm. That's true. And what would be your second favorite thing? Or your second most important thing, rather?
Make as many creative things as I can.
Mm-hmm.
Like, try to make them, like, new things that maybe could happen. And also keep some real things in it. So we don't go too creative and forget that there's real things.
Mm-hmm.
That
okay.
we could use.
Okay, and what about, like, what kind of storyline would it be? Would it be, like, I don't know, like, what would your basic story be if you were to come up with a game? If you were to write the story for the video game?
I don't really know.
Okay, there's nothing wrong with that. It'd be a big project, and one of the hardest parts of doing a project like a video game would be coming up with a story, and there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, you're 9 years old, right?
Yep.
Exactly. All right, well, is there anything else that you would like to add or take away from the experience of being on your very first podcast?
I enjoyed being on the podcast. It was actually a bit fun.
It was a bit fun? Well, if you come up with other ideas, I'll send an open invite to you. You just bring your ideas to me, and we'll make a Toons Junior happen, because we're basically in complete control of it, okay?
Sure.
All right. And for those of you listening, I'm not sure if this will end up on the TrendingTopicsNetwork.com or not, but be sure to check out the TrendingTopicsNetwork.com, where most episodes of Toons will be taking place. I'm going to thank Patrick very much for being on the podcast here today, and it was fun for me as well, believe me. Also, you can follow our show on the interwebs by going to toonsshow.blogspot.com, where we'll keep up to date with different articles and fun little things that we find. Shouts out, first off, to all the people that participated in the last episode that we attempted to do, which ended up trash because of audio issues, that we had. So, Trina from Scotland, only one Mart, who submitted several articles that we actually did touch on that everything got ruined. LCJS on Twitter as well. And, of course, Ryan Noble, who was chatting back and forth with me via Facebook during our conversation here. Thank you, guys. Thank you to Toons Jack also for being on that episode. On Thursday evening, we're going to have guests on Toons with Jack and Brian, the host of the Spanish Announce Table Wrestling Podcast here in the Trending Topics Network, will be joining us. That will be Captain Awesome and T-Mac. So be sure to tune in on Thursday for the next episode of Toons here on the Trending Topics Network. My name is Ryan. Have a good week.